Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and kill stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is dive, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No who from, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask deny my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
And that is some Kill Say Mars. Hey, man, in the street from the VHS presents Sheriff Kilroy. You are listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 11, Verse 51 already. That M period, A period, N period, Music Activism News, that's the abbreviation and acronym for that man, Music Activism News. For those listening live to 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call that 646-478-0944 number, like a couple of other phone callers that we're about to go to. Definitely. Before we do that, sending in any music or commercial, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call or blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, you stay silent, you'll go back on hold. But if you want to change your mind afterwards, you can always call back or press 1 if you didn't do so in the first place, or just use the frickin' phone and go ahead and speak when we come to you. That's it, because I'm coming to your phone line. Listen to Common Sense Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can check out music YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr., Joseph P. Motley Jr., Instagram is Junior Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. He's got a couple of pages with 5,000 plus on there. Facebook Kent and Angelica. Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com. Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio for classic episodes. www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. Webpage of BlackOnBlackCleveland.com. Facebook Pete Weeks. That's the producer. Facebook Pete Weeks. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio is Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on VoiceOfRadio.com. Also, you can Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. Period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. YouTube page, Miss Commentary, Cleveland. And then it's also, if you're looking for work, www.templabor.org. You can check out the logtv.com. You can also, We Are Cleveland, the YouTube channel of We Are Cleveland Power Groove Records. That's the YouTube channel. We Are Cleveland Power Groove Records. Twitter, Al Porter JR1, or at Grandpa Rapper 1. Now, since I have all these phone line people on there, let me give you real quick a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday. What's getting the buzz for the past 7 days leading up until today? Might be upcoming events crack the top 10 because of the promotions going into them. So with that being said, right now, let's give you the top 10. We'll start at number 10, but what we will do is say that there are two acts that are getting a buzz. So the buzz right now is B-Lo 216, Already Ready. It's a track from him. And then the other one is The Actual Tannis. Got a couple of releases debuting at number 10. Facebook, DJ Ellery's Old School, BYOB, Scorpio Cabaret. Number 9 debuting is NCBWGCC. It's called And Justice for All Conference, which happens Friday, November 11th, and Saturday, November 12th. Doubletree Suites, 6200 Quarry Lane, Independence, Ohio, 44131. They have a lot of things going on at that event. Friday's entertainment will be Nikki Giovanni, keynote speaker, Cuyahoga County Poet Laureate, Honey Bell Bay, international speaker and author, Jamil Davis, DJ EQ. Saturday will be a formal dinner, gala, moderator, newscaster, Harry Boomer, Cuyahoga County Poet Laureate, Honey Bell Bay, international speaker and author, Jamil Davis, Herbert Wilborn Jr. Band, DJ EQ, and a Shirley Chisholm Trailblazer Community Award recipients. And that's going down with a 440-622-6026 for more information. It'll be interesting to see where they place next week. Number 8, moving up, Black House Sounds, God Song, Guaranteed Mo Toja, and many more. And that's on that Joseph Motley Jr. YouTube page. Number 7, debuting, Cedar Lee Theater. The past Saturday, they had the Cap movie premiere, Red Carpet. Number 6, raising up and causing a little bit of a ruckus, Ain't No Question Mark, from Sheriff Kilroy, HJS, and Father's Lives Matter, Joe Jones, filmed by Movie Racketeers. Number 5, debuting, Facebook, Celebration of the Power in Your Dance. That is coming up this coming Saturday. The way it looks, it's going to be a very powerful event, and the promotions have been very major on that. As a matter of fact, it's the Gospel Party Celebration for the Healing of Our Souls. From the mayor, chief of police, doctors, lawyers, teachers, and that is coming up this coming Sunday, November 13th. That's Sunday, November 13th. It's the celebration of the power in your dance. And that was number 5. That's pretty good. Number 4, debuting, East Cleveland Anti-Violence Walk with Police, Activists, Citizens, City Council. That happened last Saturday, even got media attention. Number 3, biggest jump, went to Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Hip Hop Workshop, episode number 229 and other events. Also, Facebook, BWE, tribute to the late Silver B, Richards. If you're wondering how that ended up getting big, college campus, all right. It already happened. It featured Mr. Ronnie B, the Unforgiven, the Hip Hop Workshop News performance. Suave Gotti was there. Movie Racketeers. There was filming done for CUMR. Some of the attendants there was Big Brother Twan, AYD from Boss Corps. She spoke about getting up off your behinds and voting. Family to Families, Dantes Taylor. Miss Pulse Points did her performance. Monica Malik, DJ Cowboy did his performance. They did their performance to Guarantee Mo Told Ya. There was also filming from Chris Kennedy, Mad Works Studio, for the B documentary. So that meant Sister Laura was there in the house, Laura Cowan, Dominique Bell, Lit Jaws Woozik, Shaney Brown. BWE Entertainment had food. They brought their own mic to make sure they did their professional performance from Lyrical Storm. Queen B, Mr. Carl Powers III. You also had a written exam battle where Lit Jaws Woozik, Lyrical Storm, the former champion, Mills GQ, and the new champion, Mr. Ronnie B., The Unforgiven was crowned in that one. You also had Power in Your Dance from Tanisha Glass. Major Taps did the video premiere on the big screen of Get Money. December Rose did a beautiful performance. Let me see. What else do we have here? That means you had something in the number 2 debut in the international play, All I Really Want. Red carpet premiere last Saturday, and number 1, Board of Elections. You had the National Action Network doing a drive to the polls on Saturday and Souls to the Polls yesterday. Didn't get much bigger than that. It just didn't. So with that being said, let me make my way like I'm supposed to the phone lines. I want to thank everybody who chose to listen in today. You didn't have to choose it, but you did. I'm very thankful, grateful, and I can honestly say that beyond a shadow of doubt, reason why I love to be able to do certain things that we do is because it's all a blessing. So when you have blessings, you enjoy it. And I can honestly say that our place, that's that celebration of the power in your dance. That's like 3 to 8 p.m. Art McCoy Radio will cover a lot of that live with DJ Dre Hova, Alfred Porter Jr., Black House Sounds, 2 Timothy 2:22, the Kings team, Suave Gotti, and it's our place. Drop-In Resource Center, which is at 5350 Broadway Avenue, 44127. So I had to make sure that I at least got the announcements in. Let's go to the first phone caller. We're getting to everybody that I'm seeing on my list. From the 216-727. 216-727. We got a few phone callers, so everybody do your best to be straight to the point. Who am I starting off with?
How you doing? Hi, everybody out there. This is the Landers Brenda Former, and my colleagues call me Queen B. What's going on, everybody out there in Radio Land?
Oh, man, you had a phenomenal performance, as usual, at the hip-hop workshop. You really brought it down home when it came to some spiritual music. So tell me what's going on.
Oh, what's going on is... you know, God's word, and I'm glad to be alive.
Ooh.
I tell you that time set back, we get that hour set back. I think I had a hard time getting up. A guy woke me up, you know. You know, you got to get back into the feel of things when the time go back and everything.
Right.
I think it'd be 5:35 or 5:25 to get dark at nighttime now. Mm-hmm. And early sunrise set in the morning about like 6:30, maybe 6:10 in the morning. Real early in the morning.
Gotcha.
Right now.
Gotcha.
But, you know, I'm just like I said, I'm glad to be alive. And God got me for a purpose, not only me, but everybody out there in Radio Land, as well as my colleagues. You got Brother Al, Ronnie B, Dollar Rock, DJ Rock, Dante Taylor, Cowboy, and the rest of the gang. Lord, the gospel teacher and dancing. And I'm just happy for all of us and everybody, you know. I always say every week, do not put God behind, put him in front of everything you do. No matter what the situation look like, there's nothing too hard for God because he got all power in his hands. He has the last say on everything we do. And no matter what the circumstance or the situation look like, he's going to see you through. He's going to see you through. Because at the end, you win. How about that, everybody? God bless everybody. God bless you, my colleagues. And I'm signing off. Have a great evening and a great week. And don't forget tomorrow, everybody. If you did not vote this weekend, yesterday or Saturday, please, ma'am, and please, sir, get out there and vote in the morning. The polls open up at 6:30 in the morning, and they will close 7:30 p.m. Because election Board of Election workers, they still have to do their job when everybody else leaves.
That's right.
Please, ma'am, please, sir, because every vote is going to count. Don't think your vote is not going to count. Everything's going to count. Amen, amen. God bless you guys.
Amen.
I love you, everybody. I'm signing off. Have a blessed evening.
You too. Thank you so much. Man, she was so straight to the point. It was unbelievable. I've got about 3 more callers to go so far. So let's go to that 216. And before I say that, she really lit it up. Acapella gospel and picking that nice track to sing to. She really nailed it at the workshop. I'm going to 216-538, 216 with a 538. What's going on out there?
Hello. Just so very grateful. This is PulsePoint.net, but first of all, CowboyTheMusicMan.com, and I'm just grateful to be here today. And that was a glorious session that we had Saturday, and I'm so grateful to be a part of that and to be in the family at all times, today, tomorrow, and always. And thank you so much for being our family. And I'm going to be short today and turn it over to my husband, Cowboy.
All right. Cowboy the Backyard Music Man. Hey. I'm Cowboy, as everybody knows, CowboyTheMusicMan.com.
Yes, sir.
Only thing I can say is this. Everybody that was there, it was phenomenal. It was awesome. The power and the unity that was there, it was felt by everyone. If they didn't feel it, they wasn't there.
That's right.
You know, if they didn't feel it, they wasn't there. Their body was there, but their mind, body, and spirit and soul was not there. So, if they was there, they had to feel it.
They had to.
And I think everybody that showed up, They sued up, they showed up, and they showed out. And I enjoyed it.
I appreciated the performance from both of you all. It was excellent. I'm glad you all did the Guaranteed Motoja Live, as well as the fact that I just want to say there were a lot of happy people with what you brought to share with the crowd, including myself. It was good to be able to toast success. Continue on, DJ Cowboy.
Yes, backyard. Yes, yes, indeed. Hey, you're welcome, my brother.
Al?
Yes.
Thank you.
If someone, I just want to say that song I sang, the acapella, if someone did video, if there's anyone listening, if someone got a video of me singing it, if they could send it to my Facebook, Monica M. Malik, I would really appreciate it. That song is very touching to myself and to our son, Trinity Malik. And he says that it was his lullaby. So that's enough for me, and I'm turning it back over to Cowboy. Thank you.
No problem.
But as I was saying, we enjoyed ourselves. I loved the vibe that was in there. And every time I come there, I enjoyed myself. I enjoyed everybody there. You lift my spirits up so very solidly. You give me the thrive and the push to do what I have to do. You give me that inspiration. You give me that strength. You give me that willpower. You inspire me so much to do what I have to do or what I'm doing. You give us that spiritual. I just can't get the words out, but you know what I'm saying.
Right.
And I'm hoping everybody that's out there listening and heard our song, I hope they like it. I hope they describe it. And I hope they give us some more views, because right now we're sitting at 582 views on that song alone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's steady climbing. And a steady climb from September. Yes. I'm very proud of myself, and I'm proud of us that we made this song together.
Mm-hmm.
My next step is put her voice on a track by herself.
Okay.
And I really appreciate you accept the fact that you are a personal, professional MC. I really appreciate that. So you'll be hanging along with us of every set that we give. So we got a set coming up this Saturday. And, brother, we're going to tag along, and we're going to tag King, and we're going to work this crowd, and we're going to do it up for this 80-year-old woman. Miss, what's her name? Miss Barbara. She's turning 80 years old, and we're going to give her a party that she'll never forget.
And I've got my tie ready. I've got my cowboy hat ready. And I've got my outfit, so I appreciate you all for including me.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So, Ms. Monica and I want me to wear that blue and white outfit, Western outfit, so that's what she want me to wear, so she coincides with the colors that I'm wearing. So whatever colors you wear, Brother Rocket.
I'll do that.
And you know you going to have your personal boom mic, your MC mic.
Hey, Al Porter, personal, professional MC. I appreciate that for the company. May you all stay blessed, highly favored. We appreciate you.
And God bless you all and everybody. Please, your voice counts. Go out and vote. Even if you have to work, go before you go to work or go after you work. It closes at 7:30. I have to work tomorrow, so I have to go vote, and my work clothes. As soon as I get off of work, they're going to drop me off at Thurgood Marshall, and I'm going to put my vote in. So,
man, I'm proud
your voice counts. Your voice do count. Even though you vote for the person you voted for, and even though it didn't pass, but it does count. Your voice do count, even though it didn't pass or whatever. Not letting it down or knocking your spirits, but at least you voted. That's what matters. Your voice matters too. Your voice matters too. So go out and vote. Everybody that's listening to this station, your voice matters too. Not just Black Lives Matter, not just White Lives Matter, not just Puerto Rican Matter. Your voice matters. That's all I got to say on that matter. And
you gave us a major message. Thank you so much, Brother Cowboy, the Backyard Music Man. Don't call him no DJ. He's the Backyard Music Man featuring Miss Pulse Points. Thank you both. Enjoy your evening.
And I guarantee Mo told you.
And that's the hot single that is for sale. Also featuring the Down with Cowboy song. I'm going to go to this area code of 601 with the 513. Anytime I see a out-of-town zip code and I'm looking at that 601 with the 513, they might be calling to poll me once again to see if I'm voting for Tim Ryan or J.D. Vance. Darn it, how do they get my phone number? 601 area code with the 513. How we doing out there?
Well, you know, you're halfway right, Brother Al. You should vote for Tim Ryan because he's an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. Hey, this is Michael D. Landingham, your president of candidate for 2024, and I will be your ass kicker for 2024 as president.
Okay. I hear you. We the people. Talk to me about what's going on because I see that there's some movement going on right now. Talk to me about what's going on.
Well, first, I want to talk about our voting. You know, early voting ends today, and we're going to be voting the last time for the midterm tomorrow. I ask everyone, Republican, Democrat, do not vote for anyone that is MAGA Republican for Trump, because I promise you, anybody that stands for Trump, I'm going to bring him down, and anybody along with him will go down as well. I suggest that every American take a look at LandonhamCase.com, Google Landonham versus Department of Justice. We got to vote to save our democracy. We can't look at one man, Trump or Biden, but we have to look from within ourselves. We have to look for unity to come together on common ground, on common basic decency, to show that we're all the same, that we all need each other, that we're better off united than divided. And as a presidential candidate, that's what I would do for 2024, to show leadership, to show a way to unite. And let me give you a little update. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Landingham versus Department of Justice is real. There's the biggest cover-up in American history. And the judge, after reviewing the evidence, that she had the right to dismiss my class action lawsuit, which no federal judge in the history, anywhere in the country, ever knocked down a class action lawsuit.
Wow.
So So here's the thing. I want to read a couple of things on what the judge said on why she dismissed my case. And you will see the racial profiling of the case. Number one, U.S. Section Code 28-1915 states of the reason why she dismissed my case. On an event, shall a prisoner, so she called me a prisoner, being prohibited from bringing a civil action or pending a civil or criminal judgment for the reason that the prisoner has no assets and no means by which to pay the initial partial filing fee. Now, here's the thing. The courts gave me the waiver not to pay it.
Right.
All right? All right. Mm-hmm. So why is she calling me a prisoner, saying I have no rights to have that waived off, which the courts already did? That's number one. Number two, Green – I'm sorry. Sorry. Morag versus McDougall, 1982. A case where a petitioner state prisoner filed a cruelty-ridden pro se complaint in the federal district court alleging wrongful solitary confinement in a certain prison facility. Again, what does that have to do with me, in my case, under a Freedom of Information Act? Here's another one. And there's a lot of them. That's like she wrote down 24 different court cases why she thinks that she has the right to dismiss my case. Here's number one. Here's another one. McKenzie versus Williams, 1989. This case has something to do with a prison inmate, which he says that he filed on his own like I did, but not as a criminal or a prison inmate, about his 8th and 14th Amendment. And I'm like, wait a minute, again, what does this have to do with my case? But everything I've read so far, and I have 19 other cases I have to read tonight and the first thing in the morning to file Wednesday to the appeals court of Cincinnati.
Wow.
Everything that I've seen, it seems like this woman, Judge Pamela A. Barker, which was appointed by Donald J. Trump 5 months in the same year when he came after me. And if y'all can remember that he contacted the judge down there in Georgia, in Florida, to intervene in the case about the classified material. So he's calling all around. Donald Trump is willing to kill. So you don't think he's willing to do anything else beyond that to keep power or to keep what he did from coming out? This man threatened my life for running for president. And he used the power of the presidency to cover up with the Justice Department of what's going on. I have the proof to show it. All you have to do is just research my name, Michael D. Landingham. It's like landing the plane, then going ham for America. So you can only imagine. Wait. So the whole thing is, this is the biggest cover-up in American history as a presidential candidate. And this judge, who was appointed by Trump, seems like that every case that she used against me to say to dismiss it was racially profiling me like a criminal, like I'm a damn prison inmate, and my record is clean. So, you know, this judge will be facing a disciplinary hearing from the what's it called? Let me look at it. The Office of Disciplinary Counsel of the Supreme Court of Ohio. I've already had the documentation, and I will file to make sure that she will never be a judge again. And to show that every other judge that will support Donald Trump will fall the same way. Do not play with me. You don't think that we're black and you think that we're our grandparents. We're here to fight. We're not fight with fists or weapons, but with words, with truth, for justice. And let me tell you something. Let me tell y'all something. To my black people, stop listening to Kanye West. Stop listening to Killer Mike. Stop listening to everybody who's trying to say lay down with the enemy and they'll give us our freedom. We have the power
to
free ourselves. And as your president, I will take the lead as a black man to bring this nation together. It's up to you to believe it. You prayed for something to come. Well, hot damn it, I'm here. Y'all better get ready. Stand by and get ready. Let's go. I need your support. LandonHamPage.com, The Party, We the People on Facebook, Donald J. Trump, and Joe Biden, when he said that you're not black if you don't vote for me, so I guess I'm a nigga against him. Oh, I can say that word. I'm the only presidential candidate who ever said it. And it's true. You can't threaten my life and try to cover it up. And for 4 years, I've been protected and proactive. And, let me say one more thing. The federal government didn't threaten my life. It was President Trump. The federal government contacted me. The deep state said, we got your back. We thank you for your sacrifice, and we believe your story and want your story to come out. That's what they said. If I'm still alive, coming on your show every other Monday, and I'm not locked up for lying on the FBI, if neither one of those are happening, then they're lying. They're the ones on life support. All I'm doing is trying to run to unite this country on truth, love, and courage. That's the key. And I need your help to get this to be where we've been praying for 400 years as black people to get us to this point. It's time to act, and I ask for all black people, everybody, doesn't matter if you're white or black, doesn't matter, but especially my black people, help me to help you. Thank you, and God bless America.
Appreciate you. As a matter of fact, that is strong in itself. Looking forward to following how that goes in court. I forgot earlier to give props to the Hip Hop Workshop's DJ Dollar Rock, who did a phenomenal job as usual. I'm going to go to this phone line of 216 with the 551. 216-551. Thank you for being patient. How are you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing just extremely well. How are you doing?
I am excellent, as always. Thank you. It's
no
me
problem.
And Celebrations on the line.
Hey, how are you?
I am doing extremely well. Oh, wow. You all have some good news to tell me. There's something going on somewhere. What's happening?
It's finally happening. It seems like it was so far away. Now it's so close. So close. It's just less than a week away now.
So we have a... So we have the Power in Your Dance and Celebration going on November the 13th, 2022, from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's a gospel party going on. And it ain't a party like a gospel party, because a gospel party don't stop.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going down at Our Place, the letter R, Our Place Drop-In Resource Center, 5330 Broadway Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. It's going down.
I cannot wait to worship. I got so much celebrating to do. I cannot wait to get to the land. I got so much celebrating to do. I know you guys got so much celebrating to do. I know God has been busy.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
I'm excited.
Okay.
Talk
to me about what can we expect.
Well, we can expect a live DJ Dre Hova, from Georgia.
All right.
We can expect. We can expect you.
I know we have some giveaways. I know we have raffles coming. I know we are, of course, feeding people. That's what we do. I know Cowboy's performing. I know you are. I know that we are going to worship like nobody's business. I know that
and it's free.
Testimonies. I know so many people are going to get freed and saved. I know the worship is going to be so real and exciting. I am so excited to hear about everything God has done in so many people's lives, because people, when we gather and we lift up Jesus, blessings overtake you. He said if he be lifted up, he will draw all men unto himself. And that's just what we do. I mean, it's just inevitable.
That's how we coming. We coming to rock the dance floor live. Everybody on the dance floor for Jesus. I'm excited.
I mean,
yeah, wait a minute now. Hold on. I have two left feet. Will I be able to dance?
Anybody. I don't care. I don't care if you're in a wheelchair. We want you there. We want all there, including children, everybody. This event is for everybody, children
it's
and all.
It's a happy, friendly event, everybody. Someone come all. I mean.
And it's free.
Oh, yeah. It's free. Donations accepted, but not necessary. Come on. Come on, come on.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, we just
are affecting the love on each other, and I love all the great inspiring words that came forth today.
Yeah,
that's a shout out to Queen B and Mo and Cowboy and everybody else that continue to do their thing, and especially you, Porter, who just always in the mix.
Thank you so much
for
always loving on us and encouraging us to do better and more. It's just it's inspirational to know that somebody got your back. We really appreciate that. Really appreciate that.
Amen. And I thank you so much. All I can say is I am excited. I am definitely excited about this coming Sunday. Once again, can you tell us the name, the title, who you all are, and where can we find you?
I'll give you the title. It's Celebration of the Power in Your Dance. The address is, come on with it, sister.
Our Place Drop-In Resource Center, 5350 Broadway Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44127.
Come on and get your party on. Celebrate. Just celebrate what God has done and been to you. Come on and let loose in your worship. Let God know that he is Jehovah Rapha. He is Jehovah Nisi. He is Jehovah Jireh. What no man can do for you, God can, will, and always will show up and show out in your life like nobody else. I know it, only because he's shown it time and time again. This is what we are celebrating. This is why we exist, because God we just thank you. We praise and honor our colleagues who can look at somebody's eyes and feel somebody's spirit and know that they're real and to reach out and help somebody else. Thank you again for just honoring us with your worship, with your prayers and dedication.
Amen to that. It just don't reel it to me on that.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, that dance floor going to be packed, and we going to dance. If we can go to a club and dance, this is a whole nother club. The difference is we going to get some blessings out of this. You can't move and not receive a blessing.
And that is so true. If we can go to a club and dance, that is so true.
Thank you, Father.
It is.
But I believe they're going to want to dance. I believe they're going to want to dance. It's not going to be nothing forced, because what we got going on, you can't listen to it and not want to move. You're going to want to move.
That's how it works, and it worked like that for me. I thought I was not going to even move, and come to find out, I wanted to move. So I appreciate the entire experience. I do.
And I thank you for participating in the experience.
No problem. Will you all continue to be blessed and highly favored? We appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you all. And don't forget to vote. Don't forget to vote. I will be in the voting place tomorrow, just like I will
Same
be
here.
At the gospel party on Sunday. I see you all Sunday. Thank you.
You all are more than welcome. I am, like, extremely uplifted from phone calls that I received. We need the power in your dance. We need some uplifted music in our life. Everybody does. How do I know? Because I look at the fact that you have Takeoff, who's a rapper, Kershnik Kari Ball, June 18th, 1994, to November 1st, 2022, known professionally as Takeoff, was an American rapper. He was best known as a member of the hip-hop trio Migos, along with his uncle, Quavo, and first cousin, once removed, Offset. The group scored multiple top 10 hits on the Billboard Hot 100, including Motorsport, featuring Nicki Minaj and Cardi B, Stir Fry, Walk It, Talk It, featuring Drake, and Bad and Bougie, featuring Lil Uzi Vert, the latter of which peaked at the top of the charts, although Takeoff was not present on the single. He also received 2 Grammy Award nominations. November 1st, 2022, Takeoff was shot and killed in Houston, Texas. Very, very interested on that. Seems like had a whole lot of rappers being murked off, murdered, killed. Whatever you want to say, they have been. A lot of it happening in the California area, but it's like an all-over thing. I want to also give, an infamous shout-out. What's the infamous shout-out? I didn't get a chance to do that when it first came through 10 minutes ago. I want to say, Lauren, did you have the nerve to call my personal phone line while I'm live on the air doing my program. Shame on you, Lauren. Anyway, I always get in more trouble because people will call me up and then later on they find out that there was an infamous shout-out that I have to hide out because people don't appreciate infamous shout-outs. I also want to say that coming up this week, honorable mention, don't even know if it'll chart, but this coming Wednesday, this Wednesday from 6 to 8:30 p.m., 6 to 8:30 p.m., 15415 Kipling Avenue, 15415 Kipling Avenue, is a rent party. Got to pay the rent. And that's the rent at Black on Black Crime, Inc. headquarters, the Dialogue Center, which is home to Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, the headquarters of the Hip Hop Workshop, Black Lives Matter, Cuyahoga County, Family to Family. Yeah, all of that is right there at the Dialogue Event Center. There'll be a special message from Al Porter Jr. concerning BBCI's history. And there will also be a special message from the founder and the godfather of Black on Black Crime, Inc., Art McCoy. You might get the creator of the F&D dance, Lauren, since it's a rent party. It's just, you'll be able to hear some music play. We'll kick back, a meet and greet. That's the main thing. People can renew their memberships to the organization. It's a have fun moment. Also, while I'm thinking about it, we'll get to some things about the elections coming up. I only speak about what I know as best as possible. So my thing is I'm going to just play one thing. It mentioned somebody who's been on East Cleveland City Council. We're going to play this from the CMHA album, Cleveland's Most Hated Artist. Why not play it? There's a message in the music.
Welcome to Death Row.
Pro-Trump militia, they couldn't scare me. Three radio shows, I get real views.
generate vision. Vice President Shakespeare handling my international management. Blackout Sounds is my regional manager. Gotti said the PMHA verse in 2004. Sorry, y'all. Add the Jay-Z. The Nas verse. Turn that CMHA, Cleveland's most hated artist, into the CD title. VoiceTheRadio.com Superman. Man in the street. Shout out to I'm a Superwoman Radio Network. Black Lives Matter. Black Folks Matter. Refuse Fascism. Supreme Honor. Honor Supreme. Black Man's Army Man the Man. Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Hey, don't get mad at me. Grand Duke should have rapped on this instead of just talking.
All right. Now, when it comes down to certain things, all I can say is right now, we go by the people that we know, what we know of as best as possible. Staff members on this show, I don't have the time to do everything, I don't. But some of the staff members on this particular program wanted to point out that the recall going on in East Cleveland, we had 19 News talk about the fact that the one Caucasian council person in a predominantly black city has pushed for a recall of Mayor Brandon King, who as of late, a lot of things have been repaired under his watch, streets, you name it, feeling of pride. But when you have an East Cleveland City Council person of Ward 3, Ernest L. Smith, OPN, Minister of Defense for Press People's Nation, since he's become council person, was out in the streets, even slept in crime-rid neighborhoods in a tent, programs for women, feeding, clothing, residents, still was out there for different things from 137 shots to different issues that were going on in the community, fought hard for the grant that East Cleveland toyed around to finally give to Black on Black Crime, Inc. He was the most vocal for the need for that, helped usher in meeting with the police department in East Cleveland, even getting a chance to bring residents or people who claim that they had problems with the police to actually meet with the police, to have certain officers even apologize for certain issues, and was on board when the new police chief said, stop the so-and-so chases in East Cleveland. And it's very funny that they want to recall these two African-American men and a lady who gets out there and says he's done nothing for the people when there's been clothing giveaways and drives. But that particular councilwoman wants to say he didn't do anything for the people down there. It seems like a divide and conquer type of thing. Don't be tricked and bamboozled by people, because this is the same lady who got out there, Patricia Blachowiak, sued the East Cleveland School Board that she was a member of in a cash-strapped city. Definitely made the recall fail on both levels. Indeed, I will also say that if you look at people on the Republican side, and Chris Ronayne, who could have done a lot of things for the city of East Cleveland when he represented university as well, except for disproportionately giving out tickets to black people or people of color who drove through, and he never did anything for the city of East Cleveland. Maybe Lee Weingart deserves that chance, especially when Armand Buttigieg says, I support you, Chris Ronayne, but it's the same Armand Buttigieg who allowed a lot of inmates to perish or pass in the county jail, including two the past week or last week who passed, they perished, they died on the same day. I wonder if Armand Buddhas can really, really endorse anybody, or is that the kiss of death? Lee Weingart, who's on the other end of the spectrum, has been running for that seat for over a year now. So maybe, hopefully, he could take that election. Judge Wanda Jones, who is definitely a judge of color, she's tried, true, and tested. And her opponent, they'll be bamboozled and tricked. It's a Caucasian gentleman by the name of Kevin Kelly, who lost his bid to run for mayor of Cleveland. And that's the same Kevin Kelly who denied people the right to vote for issue 15. $15 an hour. Don't be tricked at the ballot box. And also, remember Judge J.O. Sullivan, Judge, definitely remember him for the simple fact he's been feeding people for years, wrote a book about how to feed people in the community, and he has earned the right to keep the seat that he has, Judge Cornelius J.O. Sullivan. Definitely earned the right to keep that seat. With that being said, we will talk to you sooner than later. Feel free to exercise your right to vote. You don't like how things are going? Hey, maybe you should run for something, or make sure you pick your own candidates. That's it. Peace.